Meanwhile, the U.S. Congress continues to try to control illegal immigration from Mexico. Many on the Hill want stronger border enforcement, but at least one policy in place on the state level runs counter to the Get Tough strategy. Nearly a dozen states have resident tuition programs for undocumented college students. That means they pay the same tuition as state residents do. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull tells us how it's working in the Badger State.
She's a tall, lanky communications student at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, with a tangled mop of coppery hair and horn-rimmed glasses. Like many students, she likes hitting dance clubs or doing volunteer work in her free time. But what sets Norma apart is that she's not a legal U.S. resident.
Well, I came from a small town in Mexico up in the north. It's a border with Texas.
Norma has asked to be identified by only her first name to avoid attracting immigration officials' attention. She came 4 years ago with her parents to visit relatives who had been drawn to Wisconsin for work opportunities in manufacturing, dairy, and other blue-collar industries. The family got in on temporary visas, but they stayed. Norma says money is tight, but prospects here are still better than back home.
Right now, it's getting even worse because besides the economic situation, the government is fighting against drug cartels. They even got to my small city, which I never thought it would happen. And now people, they don't feel safe.
Norma will be the first of her siblings to get a college degree, thanks to the UW's new resident tuition program. Before, she would have had to pay international student tuition, which cost $23,000 a year, compared to $8,000. UW-Madison senior Javier Niera is from Colombia. The son of an accountant, he could afford the international rate until he became a U.S. citizen 2 years ago. He says he and fellow Latinos are glad to see a program that will help immigrants make better lives for themselves and make the UW system more diverse.
Now we're just promoting higher education like crazy because we really need this. We really need people to go to school. Being undocumented, yes, it is going to be hard for them because it still is pretty expensive to pay $4,000 a semester. At the same time, we want them to see this as an opportunity for them to grow as a person.
Some students, like Norma, take on jobs or get help from relatives and friends here and back home to pay the tuition. The cost factor, even at the state rate, may explain why participation is limited. UW system officials say so far, only about 24 undocumented students have signed on for the resident tuition program statewide.
You know, I don't think it matters whether one or 1,000 people participate in it.
Republican Representative Scott Souter opposes the program. He says it encourages lawbreakers to come to Wisconsin and sign up for a discount education.
I don't think we should reward individuals who have either entered or are staying in our state illegally and offering them reduced tuition. Whenever I talk to a lot of my constituents, they say, what the heck is going on? Why are illegal aliens getting breaks on tuition at universities that we pay for as taxpayers?
But UW system spokesman David Giroux says the undocumented immigrants in the resident tuition program don't get many breaks. They can't qualify for federal or state financial aid, and they're required to have lived in Wisconsin for at least 3 years. Participants also need a Wisconsin high school diploma, and they must sign an affidavit pledging to seek residency as soon as possible.
So we have a choice as a society. Do we educate these people and prepare them for successful careers as residents and taxpayers, or do we turn them away and let them try to get along in our society with a much lower level of education and face the risk that they become more of a burden on society as opposed to contributing to our society?
Officials estimate there are about 70 to 100,000 illegal immigrants in Wisconsin. Even so, administrators in the UW system say they don't expect any jump in the number of participants in the resident tuition program anytime soon. That's because of its requirements, cost, and relative newness. For The World, I'm Brian Bull.